Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Friday, July 1st. It is Independence Day weekend, and we are getting this thing up and published prior to the fireworks going off all over town. Dan's here.
Hello, hello.
I interrupted him while he was trying to drink some
water. Just want to drink a little water here.
Because we are here up in the Dr. Pepper Man Room, and I thought it'd be a little cooler. But it's not as bad as it was
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Well, where to begin? It's been a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah, it's been over 2 weeks.
We have a lot of news and notes, and some of it's a little old. So
we apologize.
We're going to rush through that, and I didn't realize how close we actually are to fantasy football draft.
Yeah, you know,
I was scared.
I just got a notification in one of my other leagues about
your draft is coming up. I mean,
well, just signing up, you know, on their Yahoo, on the Yahoo page, and
I can tell you right now, I'm not ready.
I guarantee you I'm not ready.
And then we're going to be doing the last of our little fun off season top 10 lists this week for this podcast, and that'll be the end of it. It's going to be our top 10 bucket list sporting events.
And that was fun.
So we'll do that for a little bit of fun, and then that'll be the end of it, because on the next podcast, we're going to start one of our first two mock drafts. Last year when we did this for the league, we did a mock draft. We got emails saying, you know, it'd be nice if you just did a mock draft, you know, for a league that doesn't have any keepers.
Yeah, maybe we can get like a couple of the guys, you know, Wayne and Chris, maybe we can all just be in this room and
call in and say, this is who I want.
Yeah.
Might work.
Then we'd at least have maybe a couple
different picks.
Opinions.
Other than you and me and then auto pick.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I'll look into that. But as always, check out the website, mycffl.com, mycffl.com. Everything we talk about, well, not everything. I mean, I might put up our top 10 bucket list sporting events, but we're going to be doing a ranking of the top two receivers on each team in each division and where they kind of rank on their team. And then we'll also have our fantasy girl this week.
And we're going to have a discussion about receivers seem to be more important as these drafts and these leagues.
Yeah, with the change of the rules in the NFL, with you're not allowed to touch them anymore.
I mean,
and speaking of receivers, did you see?
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Remind me after I'm done with this. I got to ask you about the CFL, which has started, the Canadian Football League started, and they have every. What was last night? Thursday night?
Right.
They have a doubleheader on Fox Sports.
Really?
Like games, yeah. But you got emails? You got questions
for
us?
Yeah, we haven't heard anybody
in
a while.
Send us some emails. CFFL commissioner at zoho.com, or you can get Dan at his usual.
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
And then I'm more than happy to answer questions for you. I know there'll be some coming up because of the startup of football seasons and drafts starting up, so people have questions. And where else to go? I mean, we know. Actually, I have to make admitting later on that I might have been wrong on something.
No.
Yes.
That's your second one for the year, you know.
I know. It's July. God's sake. Anyways, the Canadian Football League. Chris Carter's son. Now I just lost his name. Something Carter.
Okay.
Anyways, he's a receiver for the Montreal Alouettes. And he caught a touchdown pass and just got knocked, his ass knocked down in the end zone.
All jacked up? Or what?
Oh, he got jacked up, as what's his name would say. But after he gets up, he didn't get hurt or anything, but he gets up, walks over to the other team's sidelines. They were playing the Alberta Red Blacks or something like that.
Okay.
Anyways, he walks over to the team. The head coach from the team kind of walks onto the field in front of him, and this Carter kid shoulders him, knocks him on the ground.
No way.
The other team members for the opposing team like just kind of like start pushing him around and everything, and anyways, Carter got kicked out of the game, and
wow,
yeah. So there's supposed to be like some fine coming from the Canadian Football League. He's gonna take a couple loonies from him or something. So we'll see what happened. But it was
miss
so
Canada.
Cool. Yeah. But that's that. Anything else you want to discuss before we get into the news?
No, I'm all ready to go.
All right. Well, that's it then. We're going to get right into the news because there's so much to cover. So here we go. So here we are back with the news, and like I said, we're going to run through a bunch of these really quick because it's old stuff, but the first one, which is this, you know, Julian Edelman was absent from all the Patriots' OTAs the last couple of weeks because of his foot injury, and I bring that up only because I have a question.
Okay.
Are you worried about this, or are we just going to brush this off as the way New England does things when it comes to injury?
That they're just going to...
Injuries in players.
Any little...
Yeah, you're just going to overblow it.
Yep.
That's what you think it is?
Knowing Belichick, probably, yes, that's what I think it is. I can't believe, I didn't even know where did he injure or when?
I don't really know.
No.
I just know that he had injury and he went through a surgery, remember, in off season.
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
So I don't know how bad it is.
She'll be fine.
You think so?
She'll okay. be fine.
Next thing. Daniel Boom Heron, who we were discussing with Indianapolis.
That's right.
He signed with the Buffalo Bills. So that makes me even more convinced now that Frank Gore is going to be completely used up before the season is half over in Indy. Because they don't have anybody else.
No, they don't.
It's Frank Gore and then me.
I can't. Can you name another?
No. I'm sure there's somebody.
Well,
they wouldn't be going into the season with just Frank Gore.
But, like, Buffalo's got, like...
They got a bunch.
Do you think Buffalo's cutting McCoy?
No. Do you?
I know they like Carlos Williams. I know they got...
No, they got Boom Heron.
They got Boom. I thought they had somebody else when Carlos got injured who ran well for him, or that wasn't Booby Dixon or whatever.
You know, And I'm not just saying this because the name's on my list right now, but I can't imagine Boom Heron's going to make that team. It's got to be Carlos Williams and LeSean McCoy, right?
You would think.
Because Carlos Williams looked good last year.
Yeah, he did. That was a hell of a pickup on Henry's part.
Mm-hmm. My next thing here is from the Who Told You This Would Happen department.
Uh-oh.
Cardarrelle Jones is struggling in Buffalo. Again, the coaches are rationalizing this into, we always knew Jones was going to be a project. Will he make the team, or is he going to end up on the practice squad?
Wow. I would say he can't be on the practice squad because somebody's going to take him.
Oh, that you think somebody will take him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking everybody's like me, I guess. That, yeah. Yeah. All right.
No, so I'm guessing he's going to make the team and... Probably won't see. I can see if somebody would get hurt,
yeah,
they'll just try to pick up another veteran, you know.
Quarterback?
Quarterback and just keep Cardell.
On the practice squad.
Yeah.
All right. This is, again, the last weekend in OTAs. This is still from that. Austin Seferian Jenkins was dismissed from practice during the last week of OTAs. Word is that coach Dirk Cutter isn't willing to put up with what he is calling Seferian Jenkins seeming like he's lost on the field.
Hmm.
So he's turning into a, who was the guy in Frisco
Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis. I can't play with him. He can't be on this team.
See, that shocks me because I didn't see that in Seferian Jenkins, that he's a head case like Vernon Davis was. I mean, I thought he was. I thought this was going to be his breakout year.
Yeah, why?
But then last year, I thought it was going
to be. Supposed to be also?
I'm going to hit on it one of these times.
One of these times, I'm going to be right, and I'm actually going to draft him when I'm right. Now, it isn't only Cardale Jones struggling. Reports are, and this is where I might be wrong.
Okay.
Reports are that there's another rookie quarterback struggling in practice. This is the guy I told you from the beginning was going to be a bust in the NFL. Welcome to the NFL, Carson Wentz.
Oh.
They're talking that he might be third string and may not even dress for game days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. Should we be looking at another timeshare situation in Pittsburgh? Word is that D'Angelo Williams will be used despite the return of Le'Veon Bell from his injury this year.
Are you saying this stuff just so trade?
This is what I was doing research on.
Okay.
So my question is this just a we will use him type thing or we will use him a lot type thing?
I am obviously going to be biased on this, but
you don't think he's going to be.
Le'Veon Bell's going to get all the care. I mean, this is not going to be a shared.
So you think Le'Veon Bell's going to be there from the beginning of the season?
Oh, he's, yeah.
Okay.
He'll be fine. Now, she'll be fine.
We may have been a little bit dismissive when we were talking about Derrick Henry and his pass-catching abilities in the last podcast. But it turns out he is impressing the coaching staff with his hands.
Nice.
Getting Mike Mularkey to say that this makes him even more dangerous in the offensive scheme.
Do you believe? I don't believe it.
Well, they still have DeMarco Murray now.
Right.
In Tennessee.
But I don't.
You don't buy it?
No.
I might take a chance on Derrick Henry.
Okay, where are you taking him?
Okay, so we start in the fourth round.
Or do we not want to give out your information?
Well,
are you going to be truthful on this? Because, you know, we are doing this for the listeners out there.
Here's what I'm thinking.
I don't want you to say I'm going to take him in
DeMarco
the eighth round.
Murray's a keeper.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess it's all going to depend what happens the first couple games of the preseason. Because I'm sure Derrick Henry's going to get a lot of time.
Well, he's going to get a lot of touches. I mean, they're not going to feed DeMarco the ball.
No, he ain't going to play much.
Right.
But I guess my thing is, it all depends on.
Yeah, but are you, I mean, Derrick Henry.
It won't be a first-round pick for me.
Well, obviously.
Maybe. Do I have a second? I don't think I do. Second or third, whichever one I have.
So he'd be your second pick.
Yes. If I have one. Third pick if he lasts. I don't think he'll last that long.
Wow. I was thinking he's more of a handcuff guy where you'd get him.
If you have
DeMarco Murray. Or if you are thinking like I do sometimes and you try to grab that handcuff that you might have trade bait down the line.
No, that might be kind of a dynasty league.
There you go.
Word out of Washington Redskins camp is that they are not even close on a deal with Kirk Cousins. Should nothing happen before the season, Kirk Cousins will be playing under the one-year tender of $20 million a season. I hope he can make ends meet.
I hope. He's got to feed his family, though.
I know. It's a $20 million, that just don't go very far anymore when you're a football player. It didn't look good at first, but we won't need to say goodbye to Breshad Perriman this year. It looks like he won't be missing much of the year again after it was feared that he suffered a partial tear of his ACL in his left knee. Turns out, she is fine.
She is fine.
It wasn't really a tear. Buffalo running back Carlos Williams may need to hire Eddie Lacy as his trainer.
Ooh, did he get a little chubby?
Carlos
this year?
Williams reported to be overweight while in OTAs these past weeks. And Williams said he gained the weight. Tell me if this is an excuse or if this is truth.
Was he eating the gummy bears?
Williams said he gained the weight because of his pregnant fiance during the offseason.
That bitch.
Blaming the woman.
That bitch.
I like to eat, and then her being pregnant gave me an excuse to eat. So eating anything and everything, Williams said. She's getting back to working out herself, so we're kind of motivating each other. nice. Feed off each other's energy, and we're getting ready for camp.
So she'll be fine.
The Bills are pretty stacked at running back. This could be the type of thing that gets Williams released before the season starts, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. This goes back to they'll release Boom Heron, right?
They'll, yeah. Or Booby Dick. Is it Booby Dixon, or is that something?
I don't know.
Oh, Anthony
Booby
Dixon.
Booby Dixon, yeah, from Oregon. Anthony, isn't he in Philly?
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just assume all the Oregon guys are in Philly.
Yeah,
from
there
last
you go.
Year. And speaking of that stacked backfield in Buffalo, running back LeSean McCoy is reportedly dealing with an ankle injury and not the hamstring injury that was recently reported. Ankle injuries are more serious than hamstring injuries. Are you concerned?
No, I would not be concerned. I'm assuming he'll be game ready. I mean, she'll be fine. Okay. That's going to be our...
it's our thing for now.
Yeah.
If you are Mark Sanchez, you never want to hear these words from your coach.
Uh-oh.
Denver quarterback Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian are gridlocked for the number one position. Is Sanchez ever going to be a number one quarterback for a team again?
Trevor
Siemian is their number two guy.
What about
the rookie that they drafted?
Yeah.
No, he's apparently number three.
Wow.
They're saying Trevor Siemian may be the starter in Denver, which would make us wrong on another thing. Well, you had Mark Sanchez.
Well, I had Mark Sanchez, yeah. I don't know. I'm a Sanchez fan. I don't know.
Okay. Looks like Trent Richardson's Hall of Fame run is going to take a huge snag. The Baltimore Raven running back is going to need arthroscopic knee surgery for a pre-existing condition. Now, again, why is it taking this long to get surgery? Okay, but that's... It's a pre-existing condition. Those words mean that he knew about it beforehand.
Exactly. Why do these guys wait until...
But that's been our question all along. My bet is he gets cut from the team, and now we just have to wait 7 years until he's eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Do you really... Okay, we're talking Justin Forsett.
Yep.
Buck Allen.
Yep.
You really don't think Trent Richardson's going to make that team?
No. No. Especially not after every knee surgery. What has Trent Richardson ever done?
Did he have a scope?
I've had him on my team. I know what kind of a player he is.
You know. I'm just shocked that... Well, okay.
You ready for our half-hour talk on Johnny Manziel?
Yes, I am ready for Johnny Manziel.
Where do I even begin? It looks like a text message was accidentally sent to the Associated Press detailing how Manziel's lawyer is seeking a plea deal in his domestic violence case, but the lawyer doubts that Manziel has the ability to stay clean. Manziel's attorney wrote, "Heaven help us if one of the conditions is to pee in a bottle."
Didn't I just see that he got a 4-game suspension?
For substance abuse, yes.
Wow.
So if he even gets signed by a team, he's going to have to sit out 4 games.
He is such a loser.
The text message also says that the lawyer was given a receipt from a colleague that shows Manziel spent more than $1,000 at a drug paraphernalia shop 15 hours after the car crash.
That's what I have pictures of.
Do you?
Yeah.
And that isn't all.
Okay.
We need to get into Johnny Manziel's father's comments. After the whole released text message was made public, Johnny Manziel's father was asked for a comment, and Daddy didn't hold back. You ready for this?
I am ready.
Here's what he said. Quote, "He's a druggie. It's not a secret that he's a druggie. I don't know what to say other than my son is a druggie and needs help."
Oh, he desperately needs help.
He just hasn't seeked it yet. Hopefully he doesn't die before he comes to his senses. That's about all I can say. I don't know what else to say. I hate to say it, but I hope he goes to jail. I mean, that would be the best place for him, so we'll see.
I kind of agree.
I know.
He needs to hit rock bottom. I mean, obviously, I know we're not on TV, but did you see this picture? He has nine bags of Coke.
And did you hear what he said later this or just a couple days ago? How he's going to get sober.
He's getting sober. actually, today.
He's sober today?
Yeah, July 1st.
Oh, he's starting today.
He started
today. So he had a big party last night before the end of the year.
Well, he's in Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, yeah. The great place to get sober.
Yeah.
where beer is almost free.
He's like, I'm going to do this up good, and then I'm done.
All right, so.
So here you go. The ultimate question.
Yes.
You think he's drunk right now?
Oh,
he's supposed to be clear. Where is he now?
Is he in Cabo still, or is he back home?
Oh, I don't know if he's.
Is he in Cleveland? Which makes it.
Well, he wouldn't be in Cleveland.
Well, isn't that where his house is?
Oh, I thought he. No.
Or is he in Texas with mommy and daddy?
I'm sure he's in Texas with mommy.
Okay, so that means it's.
Oh, he's in California with Josh Gordon. Remember?
Oh yeah, Josh Gordon was helping him.
That's right.
So it's either 6:30 or 4:30, which means it's close to 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's.
I'm saying he's getting ready for tonight because it is Friday. House party.
Do you see this guy ever coming back?
No, we've talked about this, and this is the thing where you and I are both like 100% absolutely correct, and we should be on ESPN or something. We said from the beginning he was never going to play in the NFL. He was never going to play another game. He would never be on another team.
I'm just worried about him. I think he's going to die.
Who'd sign him?
Is that over dramatic that he?
His dad thinks that too.
See,
hopefully he doesn't die before he comes to his senses. Was his dad's quote?
I mean, when I just was flipping through some of my apps here, and then I just noticed that Charles Barkley tried to help him out too.
Oh yeah.
So there,
with golf or with
no, with the party, and then
oh man, but I mean. What team in their right mind? I mean, other than Dallas. Because did you hear Jerry Jones has another guy that's suspended for 10 games?
Oh, my God.
Rolando McClain.
Really?
Yeah, 10 games for.
Well, he was a loser
I know,
when he first got drafted.
Like, all the guys that he brings in are just drug heads. But, I mean, who's going to sign him? Knowing that as soon as you sign him and you put him on your team, you're not going to have him for 4 games to begin with.
Yeah, I'm just looking over the teams on my list here.
Who needs Buffalo? A quarterback that bad?
Buffalo? Kansas City?
All right. Anyway, there it is. Johnny Manziel.
How about the evil genius in San Francisco? Do you think he'd want that problem?
I don't know. I think he's got enough problems there, as you'll find out when we get the receivers. Remember my thing?
Amen.
I looked through their list of receivers, and I only recognized one name.
Yep, that's... And I guessed on the other one, just so you know.
So, this from Rams camp. Looks like the Rams quarterback, Jared Goff, is nowhere near ready to start week one. Analyst Steve Weiss said on the NFL Network, quote, he's only had off-season workout practices, but he's swimming in it. Training camp is vital for him. I spoke to one team official that said they are looking forward to seeing him in pads and preseason games because his ability to improvise is some of his strengths. But do not be surprised. I know the expectation is for him to start week one, but don't be shocked if Case Keenum is a starter. This might be another place where we are wrong on our starting quarterbacks.
I still think Jared Goff's
going to be the guy?
Yeah.
All right, next up, Packers tight end Jared Cook is currently recovering from foot surgery, and the Packers are worried that this might be the team's biggest concern going into training camp. Although there's no official word on his status, there is some speculation that he may not be ready by late July when the Packers start camp. Concerning for you?
Yes, because once again, why do we wait so damn long to have surgery? I mean, shouldn't that be the first thing you do after the season's over?
Was his a season injury or during the season, or was it something that happened...
Oh, like in an OTA? I don't know. I didn't think so, but maybe.
I don't know. News out of Bears camp. Wide receiver Marcus Wilson is more than likely going to be placed on the PUP list for Chicago.
Ooh, not.
That means he will not be eligible to return to the field.
I got to change a quarter of receivers. Got to change a receiver here. Hold on.
He will not be eligible to return to the field until after week 6 of the regular season. I think I have him as my number 2 guy also.
I was joking.
Were you? Actually, you don't have him?
No, I don't have him.
Okay. All right, and finally, the Colts have done it.
Uh-oh.
They have gone and given a guy who has yet to prove himself in this league a 6-year, $140 million contract, which includes $47 million in guaranteed money. Andrew Luck has become the highest paid player in the NFL at an average of $23.3 million per year. Will he join the Dollar Shave Club? And I'm looking here at his stats. I'm trying to figure out which year they're going off of. I'm sure they're going off of, they're probably going off of 2014 stats to say that he's worth this money when he threw for 4,700 yards.
Do you not think he is?
No.
No, you don't.
No. I mean, he's worth a pay increase. He's not qualified to be the number one paid quarterback or player, not even quarterback, player, period, in the league.
Okay, besides Aaron Douchebag Rodgers, who is deserving of that money, quarterback-wise?
See, I would say Tom Brady, but, I mean, he's actually getting a little older now.
Right.
But any other young quarterback out there?
Well, I'm just looking over a list here. Derek Carr?
Yeah, does that mean he's gonna be the highest paid quarterback when his rookie contract is up?
I got Derek Carr, Blake Bortles, and then obviously the two guys last year.
Ryan Tannehill.
No, you're Winston and Mariota.
Oh, speaking of Winston and Mariota.
Uh-oh.
And this has to go back to Johnny Manziel, too, because I was talking with somebody about this. We were talking about Heisman Trophy winners, and we were trying to think of who was the last Heisman Trophy winner to actually be a star. I mean, we can't call Mariota or Winston or Derrick Henry because, they're first year in the league.
Right.
The last person I could think of was Charles Woodson.
Wow.
I mean, Reggie Bush was not that great.
No.
Mark Ingram, yeah. Johnny Manziel, practically dead.
Vince Young.
Vince Young's dead. Right?
Right.
I mean, who are the other guys?
Wow.
Wisconsin running back.
Oh, Dane? Or no.
Ron Dane.
Yeah.
He didn't even last a season in the NFL, did he?
I think he played a couple of years, but not.
Couple other running backs from Alabama. Or not. No. Well, Derrick Henry was the last guy.
Was Richardson a Heisman Trophy?
No. No. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, Ryan Leaf? Oh, he wasn't a Heisman.
No. I think Mariota's going to be a stud.
You can't have him. Anything else for news and notes?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Well, let's get into our... Where they rank in the NFL, our receivers, our final little receiver ranking situation before the fun of the fantasy draft starts.
Oh, yay.
Here we go.
All right.
All right, so here we are with our rankings. But before we get into that, you found a list of the past Heisman Trophy winners for the past 10, 15 years?
Yep.
Okay, let's go over them.
Okay, so where do you want to start?
Let's start with the newest. We have Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Okay, we don't know about him.
Okay, and then we have Marcus Mariota.
Don't know about him, not enough time yet.
Winston.
Not enough time yet.
We can honestly say Johnny Manziel is a bust.
Yes.
What about RG3? Do you think he comes back this year?
Well, even if he comes back, is he what you would expect in the NFL of a Heisman Trophy winner?
No, he's...
I forgot about RG3.
Okay, here's, I would say, your...
First chance?
Your first chance of an all-time stud.
Okay.
And I'm shocked you forgot him. Your favorite player?
Trent Richardson? Oh, Cam Newton. Stop.
Oh, 2010, Cam him. Newton. I mean, he's...
Yeah, he might be the hype machine stud.
But then it goes down. Well, Mark Ingram's not bad.
Yeah, he's not bad, but he's... I mean, there's better running backs than him.
Right.
I mean, Adrian Peterson is playing like you would expect the Heisman Trophy winner to play.
And then after Mark Ingram in 2008 to 2003 is just a list of crap.
Junk. A list of Bradford, drunk rattling.
Bradford.
Oh, Sam Bradford.
Tebow.
Oh.
Troy Smith. Reggie Bush. Matt Leinart. Here's a guy that I forgot.
About Matt Leinart.
Jason White, Oklahoma quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whoever wants an Oklahoma quarterback.
And then you got a guy like Carson Palmer.
Oh, okay.
And then we got another run of...
Nothing.
Eric Crouch. Chris Winkie.
Ooh.
Ron Dane.
Ooh.
And then we got Ricky Williams. Yeah. Not bad. Charles Woodson
was stunned. The guy I thought was the best out of all those.
Wow, but it really...
And how long before Desmond Howard shows up?
Then you have Danny Werfel.
Oh.
Eddie George, you got a good guy there. Rashawn Salaam, Charlie Ward, Gino Toretta, and then Desmond Howard.
Gino Toretta. He might be even worse than Johnny Manziel. Oh, God.
That was a great Miami team. Oh, you ever watch that?
Yes. Oh, the
30 for 30 on
we
that?
We Are the You or something like that?
Oh, that was amazing. That was an amazing team.
Well, there you go. A little sidetrack for you. Sorry. But here we go. We're going to – this is our – like I said, this is our final rankings for – before the – fantasy football draft season starts, and this is our receivers.
Yeah,
I just did receivers. I didn't do tight ends.
I did. That's the same.
Okay, good.
I gotta be honest with you, for you listeners out there, I apologize. I know you're probably on pins and needles
about your rankings.
I didn't do rankings. Oh, I just
luckily
did.
I did.
Okay, good.
So what we're gonna do, the same as we did with the running backs and the quarterbacks, we're gonna go through each division,
and we have the right divisions now.
We
right?
do have the right divisions now, okay. And we're going to rank the team in that division. And then the number one and number two, who we think they're going to be for that team.
Right.
All right. So let's start with the AFC North.
Okay. So
this is probably the only one we're going to match on.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Yep. Pittsburgh. I went number one.
Simply the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Easily. I mean, he's all that Ben's got to throw to.
Yeah, he's got all the trust, Big Ben, and his catches have increased each of his last three seasons.
You remember back when it was a big deal when Sterling caught over 100 balls?
Yeah. Now it's normal.
Anybody catches.
Yeah. The only thing I don't get is that hairdo. But number one rank overall.
Yep.
That's fair?
Yeah, that's very fair.
My number two guy, I put down Marcus Wheaton.
I did too. I was almost going to go Darius Haywood Bay, but I...
Yeah, I think he's still a head case.
Yeah.
Wheaton was last year's surprise performer after his monstrous Week 12 game against the Seahawks. All the chance to be the easy number two guy in Pittsburgh with Martavis Bryant suspension.
Yep.
Otherwise, I would probably have Martavis up there.
Oh, easily, because probably actually talent-wise, he might even be more talented than Antonio Brown if he could just get his...
Well, yeah, but... Oh, Martavis, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. If he could just get the drugs out of his system?
Yeah.
So I have Martavis Bryant, or Marcus Wheaton, I mean, yep. Ranked number 44 overall.
I could see that, yeah. I think he'll... Could he be a 1,000-yard receiver?
I don't see why not. I mean, he's going to be the clear number two guy.
Right.
And you know Brown's going to get double and triple teamed. So right. if Wheaton can just get a hand on the ball and hold it... And,
yeah.
Because that was his big thing last year was you couldn't count on him.
The drops.
Yeah. Your number two team.
I went with Cincinnati Bengals.
I did too.
I went A.J. Green as my number one wide receiver.
I didn't realize he was 5 for 5 in recording 1,000-yard seasons in his career.
He's a stud.
Averaged over 8 looks per game in the last 4 seasons. And now that Jones and Sanu are gone, he should get even more looks during the game.
That's right.
Number 6 overall I have him. Fair?
Fair. Very fair.
Now, number two.
I went Brandon LaFell.
Did you?
Yes.
I went Tyler Boyd.
Ooh.
Rookie
receiver. Tell me about a little Tyler Boyd.
He's a rookie receiver considered a smooth route runner with toughness at the catch point. Brandon LaFell is the only guy that will be able to supplant him as number two guy in Cincy. But if LaFell plays well, Boyd's going to be the third wheel on that offense, but...
I'm shocked LaFell didn't stay in New England where he
belongs, because he would be a stud this year.
Yes.
I have Tyler Boyd, 67 overall. Obviously, LaFell, you would probably think would be a little higher than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he's a third or fourth wide receiver at best.
Yeah, it's probably a tie for both of those guys.
Yeah.
Your number three team?
I went Baltimore.
I did too. So that means the old man is number one.
Yeah, yes, he is. The guy that I'm retiring.
Yeah, it isn't great.
Until I pull my... Or
yes. If I wouldn't have torn my Achilles.
Yeah.
So it isn't great when your number one guy is a 95-year-old short receiver.
Who wanted to retire.
Yeah. But decided to come back because he changed his mind after rupturing his Achilles. I have him number 45 overall. So, number one receiver who isn't even in top 32 in the league.
Really? You have him below your last guy that you...
No, my last guy was, what, 67? Right?
Oh, maybe it was 67.
I had Tyler Boyd, 67.
What'd you have Marcus Wheaton at?
Marcus Wheaton, 44.
So, you have him...
Oh, yeah, I think Marcus Wheaton. I can't imagine Steve Smith is going to be that guy.
Wow. Are you thinking injury, or are you just thinking...
I just think he's old, slow, and... His mouth's going to get him into trouble.
Okay. I think he's all he's got, because my number two guy, do we agree, is Kamari Aiken?
Yep. We might have this. Well, we had one wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Still talent to watch. I don't know if he's a clear-cut number two guy.
He was a sleeper last year. I of course, drafted him. And
then got rid of him because I had him.
Right. And he played well for you.
And then now... He could very easily be the number one guy, depending on what Steve Smith does.
Right? Yeah, is he fully back from this Achilles?
Steve Smith?
Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to be.
Okay.
But he's going to start the season as number two guy, Kamari Aiken, that is. I have him ranked number 553.
Yes, I can definitely see that.
Which means the Cleveland Browns pull up our bottoms.
Okay, so here it is.
You went for a reach on this one?
Well, I don't know.
Corey Coleman.
Is your number one?
Yes.
I went Josh Gordon.
I put Josh Gordon as my number two only because, and this is only because, I don't know if he's going to, is he going to play at the beginning? He doesn't have any more games to serve suspension on?
Well, he still is suspended.
He's still suspended. He's still
thought August 1st.
They're going to let him know?
Is when he is his next chance of reinstatement. I don't know why.
I could see it going either way.
Oh, I think, well, and now with Josh and Johnny being best buds,
Josh might get in trouble again.
Whether he can keep himself clean August 1st or whenever that, I just wonder if he can be the Josh Gordon that was late in, he was a stud.
He was. I mean... what was I looking at his stats? I mean, if he could stay on the field and keep himself clean,
he could easily be a top five wide receiver.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might
draft thinking he's Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, you've done that before. But even with, Josh Gordon, when he played and wasn't smoking it, was a top five quarterback or top five receiver with crappy quarterbacks.
Right. And I didn't realize how bad the receiver situation in Cleveland is. Did you realize that Cleveland selected four rookies at wide receiver in the draft?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my. Man.
Did Corey Coleman, where do you have Corey ranked?
Number 39. And I have Josh Gordon at 59. And like I said, that could switch depending on, obviously if Josh Gordon doesn't get taken off of suspension.
Let's say Josh gets taken off suspension, can play week one.
And he's got RG3 throwing the ball.
But remember, he did have Josh McCown throwing him the ball. He did have, I can't even think.
I
Brandon Whedon. I mean, that was his big year, Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, until he got suspended.
No?
It'll be close.
Okay.
Which moves us to the AFC East. My number one team in the AFC East, I have the Jets.
I do too.
Brandon Marshall, number one?
Yes. Eric Decker, number two.
He had his second highest yardage total and second highest touchdown total of his career in his first season with the Jets. And that was with the Ivy League quarterback tossing him the ball.
Which is still, he's still not there yet.
And still not signed, yep. Number 11 overall, I have Brandon Marshall.
Now, does that change?
If they don't get Ryan
Fitzpatrick signed?
Well, no, because then they have Geno Smith.
Trying to say that with a straight face?
You still have to consider that he's still Brandon. You know, it's kind of like Josh Gordon. He's still Brandon Marshall.
Right.
I mean, like you said before on a couple podcasts, you know, somebody's going to throw him the ball.
Yeah, somebody's. Yeah. I guess I agree with you on that.
So, and then we both said Eric Decker, number two, after a down year. Decker sprung back last season with the appearance of Marshall in the offense, which allowed Decker to slide back into the number two spot where he is more comfortable. He had more targets in the end zone than any other receiving option in New York. Now I have number 25 overall.
I would say I would agree, pending on Fitzpatrick. I think Decker falls.
If it's not Fitzpatrick.
If it's not Fitzpatrick.
Oh, boy. Are you going to keep Decker?
No.
Okay. Next team you have is?
I'm going to let you go first.
I have Miami Dolphins.
Wow. Okay, so did I.
Jarvis Landry, number one?
Definitely. Probably a top 10 wide receiver.
He had 1,159 yards last year and 111 receptions. The whole thing about, remember when Sterling Sharp got 100 catches and everybody thought, oh, my God.
Yeah.
111 in his rookie season.
He's amazing.
There's been reports that Adam Gase, the head coach, wants to line Landry up on the outside more rather than in the slot where he was last year. So his targets may go down a little for you.
Yeah, but he's not going to take the hits, the beating.
Right. And he's going to have more opportunity for big plays. I have him ranked number 22 overall.
Really?
Yep. I would take a Jarvis Landry.
I would take a. I'd be happy with a Jarvis Landry being my number one wide receiver in a.
Your number one?
Well,
you don't have any others that you're keeping?
No.
You're keeping running backs.
I'm keeping my running backs and my quarterback. So.
Oh, that's right.
I don't even know if Jarvis Landry will be there to draft.
You think he'll be a keeper?
He might be somebody's keeper.
Number two, I had Devontae Parker.
And I went with Devontae out of Louisville, too.
He's going to be moving into the slot position when Landry goes to the outside. So he's going to get more targets, and I think that'd be a positive impact on his reception numbers. I have him, he's still in the top 32 also. I have him at number 31.
Wow.
So two guys.
He did have a couple decent games
when
he finally got to play.
Yeah.
So
that leaves us with the Buffalo Bills. Or wait, no.
No. I'm actually shocked. I did go Buffalo.
Oh, you did? Oh,
New England.
I have him at last.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, no. Sammy Watkins, number one.
Yes.
I think his ranking may go down once we hear more about his injury and when he should be returning from that injury.
But I still think he's going to.
You think he'll make the start of the season?
Ooh, I don't know about that, but I think he'd be.
The team says they're optimistic that he can be ready for the preseason, and I ranked him based on that.
Okay, and where did you rank him at?
If he is not ready, the ranking go down a grade. I have number 17.
Wow.
Not that I'll take him.
Huge Tyrod Taylor fan?
No. Just, you know, you got to put him somewhere.
Okay.
Number two, you had Robert Woods?
I did. Okay. It was between him and right now I can't think of the other.
The guy that used to play somewhere else.
Yes.
He used to play.
Him.
The problem with Robert, he struggles to get open and did not show himself to be a strong complement to Watkins last year. All that being said, still the clear-cut number two guy in Buffalo.
Definitely.
And the only reason I have them ahead of New England is because New England's number two guy is pretty much unknown right now.
Their number two guy?
Yeah. Because I don't think it's going to be.
I went white on white.
I didn't go with the white guy.
Oh.
I didn't go with. I can't remember his name.
I went Julian Edelman, number one.
Yeah.
And I went Danny Amendola.
Yeah, see, I don't think Danny Amendola is going to be the guy.
Do you think he's going to make the team? No.
He might make the team, but he's going to be their number three guy, I think.
Okay.
I think Derek Hagan's going to be number two.
Wow.
By the way, Robert Woods, 84 for me.
Okay.
But Julian Edelman had his second surgery, and this is the other thing that scares me. I can't believe that I have him at number one.
Well, that's...
On his previously broken foot in May. Team expects him to be healthy for training camp. He missed 7 games last year, but was still Brady's top target at wide receiver.
But that's just it, though. Can he get on the field and play?
I have him ranked as, if he's back in time from the injury, number 20.
And that's with Jimmy Garoppolo?
With no matter who's the quarterback.
Okay.
And then you said you have Amendola number 2.
I went Amendola number 2.
You went with him over Hagan because white guy? Just giving the white guy some love?
Giving the white guy some love. I, for some reason, I want to say I heard that he took a pay cut to stay on the team.
Yes.
So, but once again, the reason why I picked New England last in this division for wide receivers is because...
The quarterback, the injuries.
The injuries are the main thing because I don't think Edelman and Amendola can stay healthy for a full season.
Because they haven't been able to.
Exactly.
I went with Derek Hagan. He's a free agent out of Tennessee. And that's how bad the receiving corps is right now. Number 63, only because he has Brady as a quarterback, maybe. Number 63.
I'm shocked. I would have him below Robert Woods.
Would you?
Yeah.
Wow. AFC South. I mean, you got to go with the highest paid quarterback or the highest paid player in the league, right? Indianapolis, you went number one?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You went Houston?
I went Jacksonville.
Shut up.
Arguably two of the best. What?
No, that actually did surprise me. I still had them at number 4, but yeah, I did.
How?
Only because...
I think you're...
Nope, I'm totally serious. Only because, though, I'm not... Or wait.
No, you have to be wrong on that.
No, I have them at number 3.
Thank you, because Tennessee...
I had Tennessee at 4.
Okay, I have Tennessee at 4, too.
Okay. No, I had them at 3 only because I'm not sold yet on quarterback.
That's right.
But Indy number 1, and of course T.Y. Hilton, right?
No, I have...
You had Jacksonville number 1.
I had Jacksonville number 1. Okay. I went Allen. Where do you have Jacksonville 3?
I have 3. I had Allen Robinson 1, right?
Right.
And Allen Hurns 2.
So you have T.Y. Hilton ranked higher than Allen Robinson.
T.Y. and Dante Moncrief. But again, Andrew Luck.
I can't argue with you there, but wow,
Andrew Luck missed 9 games last season, and Hilton still had 1,000 yards receiving.
Okay, so let's go with the Indianapolis right now. I had Indianapolis 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so we both have Houston at 2.
Yes.
Okay. So you had them at 3 because you like the other guys better.
I had Allen Robinson on my team last year, and
yeah, he was good. I mean, you got to give him that. I mean, 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns.
Mr. Consistency.
141 targets. I did have him ranked number 7 overall. So he's ranked higher than my number 1 team. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. And I have...
You just had the upside.
I have Allen Hurns down 2 spots below my number 2 guy on my number 1 team.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You have him 2 below T.Y.?
I have Allen Hurns at 32. I have Dante Moncrief at 30.
Oh, so you got them bunched together. Close, yeah.
I mean, Hurns had 5 games where he went for 100-plus yards for Jacksonville last year. The big play receiver. You know, now I'm looking at this, I could probably, I don't know if I'd put him at 1. That scares me. Jacksonville, number 1, with those god-awful uniforms.
But let the uniforms go. I just want to say Allen Robinson's easily going to be...
Well, I have him ranked number 7, so that means something.
And I could see him higher than that.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, back to Indy. T.Y. Hilton, like I said, Luck missed 9 games. He still had a 1,000-yard season. He finished the season as in the top 25 of fantasy receivers. I have him ranked number 16 overall.
That's a good spot for him.
Dante Moncrief, number 2, had surgery in May for a turf toe injury that he suffered in 2015. Go figure. And assuming he is healthy, I would expect 100-plus receptions and 6 to 10 touchdowns. Like I said, ranked number 30 on my list.
So you have him over Philip Dorsett?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a Philip Dorsett fan.
Because now this is Moncrief's fourth season or third season? So, I mean.
Oh, third, I think.
Okay.
So I think. That's not official.
Okay.
That's an I think.
That's an I think so.
So we both have the same team at 2. We have Houston, right?
Yes, we do.
And we have, I would assume, DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller.
I didn't go with the rookie as my second.
You didn't?
No.
You went with?
I went with Cecil Shorts.
Oh.
I'm not a big Will Fuller fan.
I'm not either. I just think he's more talented than Cecil Shorts.
Okay, name me a stud wide receiver. Or, I mean, a rookie wide receiver that started his rookie season.
Alan Hearns.
Okay.
Name me another one.
Name me another one.
Tyler Lockett.
That was his rookie?
Yeah, last year.
Wow.
This isn't going good for Devontae Adams.
He didn't start. Or you're thinking they...
Well,
three wide.
I didn't say... Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean start like one number one and number two receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dorial Green-Beckham in Oakland.
He did not start the season. Good try, though. You were on a run. You actually had me reeling a little bit.
I wasn't expecting a little pop quiz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But anyways, his name? DeAndre Hopkins, elite receiver in the NFL.
Most definitely. Just the problem is
the is quarterback. Brock going to be able to get it? Well, and again, who did he have last year? I mean.
Yeah, who did he?
Exactly. Here's last year. Hopkins trailed only Antonio Brown and Julio Jones amongst wide receivers in 2015. Number three with nothing at quarterback.
And did you actually think this guy was going to be as good as, I mean.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Did you think when Andre Johnson left that
he was going to be this stud?
This guy was going to. Be this
well,
good, big
he was
of a
pretty
stud.
Good though when Andre Johnson was there. He
yeah,
was,
but how many guys?
But they were covering doubling up right. On Andre Johnson.
I'm highly impressed with the guy. Yeah. I worry that Brock's
not going to be. Well, he can't be worse than what they had last year.
He can't be any worse, right?
I have him at number four overall, and Will Fuller. I put him in. He was drafted out of Houston, or no? He's drafted out of Notre Dame for Houston. Known mainly for his deep speed, considered a skilled route runner, and he's going to get less attention because of Hopkins on the other side, although I do have him ranked number 70.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a flyer. You had Cecil Shorts.
Right? I had Cecil Shorts. I think he's the wily veteran.
Yeah.
Well, once again, though, guy can't stay healthy.
Guy can't stay healthy and has been very disappointing.
And I apologize, Cecil. Cecil Shorts the third.
Oh, was he a third too?
I think so.
It was like Steve Smith Sr.
And RG3.
All right, so that means Tennessee Titans at the bottom. Do you have Dorial Green first?
I have him number one for them.
Yep. I'm
expecting a big year out of
him. He just needs to learn where he needs to be on the field.
That's right.
And when. He struggled in his rookie season and was responsible for many of the Titans' incomplete passes on offense.
But he's a huge target for...
Yes. But he's the guy that they brought in that they didn't know where to... When he was drafted, they didn't know what college to say he was from because... remember, he got kicked out of...
Oh, that's right. Yep.
One of those down south colleges. And, yeah, they went to like some junior college or something, right?
Yeah, where do you have him ranked? On
number 40.
Ooh, I'm expecting a little bit more out of him.
A little bit better? I have to see it first.
But once again, for some reason, I'm high on Mariota, and
I know, that scares me. My number two guy, who do you have?
I went Kendall Wright.
That's who I have, Kendall Wright. He should easily be the number one receiver on Titan offense, but he can't stay healthy.
He's going to probably get. How do I want to say this? He's going to get the targets.
Yes, because somebody's got to.
Right. But he's going to be one of those guys that catches four balls for 44 yards. You know?
Yeah, and you'll be happy.
Right. But Doral Green Beckham's going to be one of those guys that catches four balls for like 120.
Yeah, if he catches them.
If he catches them, yeah.
If he's running the right route.
Right.
I had.
Well, Mariota's so good, he'll find him.
Well, they're saying that he was the reason for most of the interceptions and stuff last year was because he wasn't in the right place.
Definitely.
Kendall Wright, number 54.
It could never be the quarterback.
No, never. Number 54, I have Kendall Wright, which takes us to the AFC West. This the number was a, one team in everybody's heart.
This was a tough one.
Really?
Yeah.
You have Oakland first, right?
No.
You don't?
I
My God, I thought Oakland was the clear number one. You don't have Denver number one.
No, I don't have Denver number one.
You have San Diego?
San Diego number one, because I think Keenan Allen's...
That good?
Well, I think he's...
Coming back from his lacerated kidney?
Yeah, that... Who needs a kidney?
Right? Well, you need at least one.
You need one, right. But I just think Keenan Allen, it goes back to the previous conference where I think Allen Robinson... is head and shoulders better than T.Y. Hilton. I think right. Keenan Allen isn't head and shoulders. But
you think he's better than Amari?
I think he's better than Amari.
You're taking into account him and Phillip Rivers
right.
as a team.
I guess that's where...
I can see it. Well, here's the thing. I have Keenan Allen ranked number 13. I have Amari Cooper ranked number 12. Fair?
Fair. Very fair.
Then you had Travis Benjamin number 2 in San Diego.
Actually, I went with Dontrell
Inman? Yeah. Travis Benjamin came over from Cleveland.
Oh, that's right.
Which is why they had to draft four receivers.
I did a very quick...
Yeah?
I didn't do my homework real well last night.
And I think they brought him in to be the replacement for Malcolm Floyd.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be the team's new deep threat. I have him ranked 47.
I just remember Dontrell...
Inman? He looked pretty good last year.
He had a...
When Malcolm Floyd was hurt.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm not that bad.
No, you're not that bad. So then you at least have Oakland, too.
I do have Oakland, too.
Amari Cooper. He should have won the Rookie of the Year last year. But Rams robbed it from him.
Yeah. Huge Cooper fan.
He was the fourth overall pick in 2015. Tremendous rookie season with the Raiders. Look for him to be one of the league's top stars this year. Like I said, number 12 overall. That's fair, right?
Oh, definitely.
And then you went with Crabtree number 2 like me?
Shockingly, he had a decent... I mean...
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was in Frisco and couldn't get out of his own way.
But that goes to show you what a great quarterback Derek Carr is.
Well, and I also think that's the talent I think Frisco was expecting out of him
right,
when he came out of Oklahoma right. State.
But obviously Jim Harbaugh probably pissed him off.
Yeah. He got a mid-season contract extension last year. That seldom happens.
Yes.
So that means he's going to be the clear option behind Cooper at number 2. I am ranked number 35 overall.
I can see that. He had, surprisingly, 80, I think it was 86 receptions, 800-some yards.
Yep.
That's a decent season.
You have Denver at number 3?
I did go Denver number 3 with Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius and Emmanuel?
Yep.
Okay.
But once again...
Who's going to be the quarterback?
Who's going to be the quarterback?
Trevor Siemian or Mark Sanchez. I don't even know where Trevor Siemian is from. Don't even ask
okay.
me. I have no clue.
I don't feel, I'm glad you're honest because I'm not saying anything because I don't have to now.
And I have Demaryius ranked lower than last year because of all the drop passes he had. Well, one touchdown in the first 9 weeks
and Trevor
of the season.
Siemian is.
That annoyed you. I remember that for sure. You were pissed on that.
Yes.
Manning's gone. Now he has either Sanchez, Siemian, or the rookie, and that doesn't look good for him.
No, it doesn't.
I have him ranked number 15 overall.
Ooh, that's... I
mean, you got to still put him up there because he is still Demaryius.
Well, he's going to be probably the target that Sanchez or Siemian...
Yeah, he's got to be number one. Yeah.
Right.
And then Emmanuel Sanders... His numbers fell last year because of the run-heavy offense Gary Kubiak likes to play.
And I
don't expect his numbers to get much better this year.
No.
Nope. Seeing what we see at quarterback.
I would agree.
So I put him number 29
Ooh, that still seems high for.
Well, yeah. Still top 32.
Yeah.
So that leaves us the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and the first one's easy. Jeremy Maclin.
Yep. The clear top target on the Chiefs offense, but that's not saying a lot. Short passing game. And because number two was tough.
I'll be shocked on who you.
I had Jeremy Maclin ranked 21. And my number two guy, I took a flyer and I just took Albert Wilson.
So did I.
Okay.
Tell me about Albert Wilson.
Well, he's currently penciled in as the number two guy in Kansas City, and that's
all
not
you
good.
Want. That's
considering this is the best season with his best season with Kansas City was last year. He had 451 yards on 35 catches. Let's just hope there aren't any injuries. I have him ranked number 102.
Ooh.
Which takes us to the NFC North.
Yes.
Green Bay, I have number one.
I do too.
Okay. And this isn't just homerism here.
No, it's not, because now you're going to be shocked on where I go after that.
Okay. I have Jordy and Randall. You have something else.
I have something else.
You have Jordy and Devontae.
Actually, no. I have Randall.
One?
One.
And Jordy two?
Devontae two.
What? Jordy's coming back healthy with a chip on his shoulder, just like Aaron.
I think Devontae's going to get. He's the perfect number three wide receiver, I think.
Jordy?
No, Devontae.
Oh, Devontae? Okay, yeah.
And I think he's. I'm sure I'm not making any sense to anybody okay. out there. But my gut tells me Cobb and Devontae are going to be.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah. And I think Jordy's just going to. He's going to. Demand double coverage.
Ketchup and mustard?
And the great Aaron Rodgers is going to finally... I don't know.
I want to know what world you're living in.
Well, it was so easy to go Jordy.
Yeah,
and
so you had to do something different.
I had to try
and find out a reason why.
Yeah.
I have Jordy ranked number eight overall. Randall Cobb.
That makes me look...
It was clear last year that he needs Nelson to be on the field in order for him to...
Well, or Devontae.
Yes, one of those guys, they got to get open. That's right. Their thing. They have to get open. And Randall's better suited as a slot receiver, which he wasn't playing last year.
Right. And I think with Jared Cook.
Coming in, hopefully.
We'll hopefully spread it around a
and
little
Randall
bit.
Randall Cobb ranked 18.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Who's your number two team?
I went Chicago.
I went Chicago also.
Just because I think Alshon Jeffery's. Or Jeffrey is yep. so much.
The clear number one receiver now, especially with Marcus Wilson missing at least the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He's just got to stay injury free. I have him number nine overall.
I definitely see that right after Jordy.
And I didn't have Marcus Wilson number two. I had Kevin White.
So did I.
Okay.
Because I just think Marcus Wilson isn't. Kevin White's going to hopefully be healthy now this year.
Yeah, he should have been the number two guy last year, but he had that knee injury. He was supposed to be the guy to replace Brandon Marshall. We'll see if he really is.
Now, Kevin White's going to be one of those guys that catches one ball for 80 yards type.
Yes. Yeah, you might get, you aren't going to, well, in our league, you won't get an average on
right.
him.
Right.
Unless it's 80 yards and then two catches for five.
Right.
Yeah. I had him ranked number 36 overall.
Kevin White?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
All right, so who'd you have next, Detroit or Minnesota?
No, I went Detroit.
I went Detroit.
I think they have a better quarterback.
I think they have a better quarterback, and I actually think they have better receivers, too. I think Golden Tate and Marvin Jones are...
Well, we're...
Right?
We're right on both of those.
Okay. I think it's Golden's chance to emerge from Calvin's shadow.
Help me out here. Who's Detroit's offense coordinator?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. So
that's the only thing I don't trust about this whole thing. I told you that last week.
That's right.
I never trust a guy whose name is Jim Bob Cooter.
They got to be throwing the ball, though.
Oh, they have to because, well, Amir Abdullah is going to be the bell cow on that one to see how far they go with
right.
that.
But everybody's throwing the ball now, so
right, yeah, they have to with the rules.
Right,
I had Golden Tate number 23 overall, and then Marvin Jones brought in after Calvin Johnson retired from Cincinnati.
Yeah,
Marvin Jones turned down, I didn't realize this either, nearly an identical offer with the Bengals to go to the Lions in hopes he wanted to be prove himself as a number one receiver.
Wow. You don't see him as a number one receiver.
I don't think he's going to start off that way unless Golden Tate just sucks during the preseason.
I don't see that. I'm actually over the whole Golden Tate in the Hail
Mary. Not liking him?
Yeah.
The Fail Mary,
yeah.
I had Marvin Jones, number 38 overall, which brings us to the Minnesota Vikings. This one was tough for me.
Ooh.
I didn't know if I should go with the rookie as my number two guy.
No, don't go with the rookie.
All right. I went Laquon Treadwell.
Here, once again, name me a rookie wide receiver. Okay, I'm sorry.
Who did anything in his first year.
That's right.
Okay. Randall Cobb. I went Laquon Treadwell and Stephon Diggs.
Really? You did?
Yes.
And you went Treadwell one?
And I have them both. They're both pretty close ranking. Yeah. Number one, Treadwell. Rookie out of Mississippi State. Oh, I did go with the rookie this year. He's going to add balance and size to the Viking receiving core, I think.
Okay. But who's going to throw him the ball?
Well, it's got to be Bridgewater.
Well, yeah, but he's...
Yeah, I know. He's not that good, but... I am not sold on Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, I just read something about Cordell was saying something to the effect of he just wasn't trying that hard.
Yeah, yeah. I read that too, which is scary. You're not trying that hard. Dude, you're making millions.
You're making millions, and you could make more millions if you...
If you just try. Is it that hard? You're turning into Randy Moss.
I went Stephon Diggs one.
You did? And then Laquon two?
No, I went Charles Johnson.
See, and that's the other thing. I read something about Charles Johnson that he's not impressing.
Oh, isn't he?
Yeah.
But I thought he was more of a... He's not a slot guy, but I thought he's
more of the deep guy? Like,
I thought he was a target guy. I mean, he gets a lot of targets. And that, and really, in fantasy football, that's what you're looking for. Is you're looking for the guys with...
Yeah, the passes to him that they can catch.
Right, especially if you're in a PPR league, looking for targets.
Well, I put Stephon Diggs number two. He was a surprise for the Vikings last season. Leading receiver for the team. But he needs to be more consistent. So I had Treadwell number 42. I had Stephon Diggs 49.
I can see that.
Right. Which moves us to the NFC East.
Ooh.
This one was tough for me also.
This was tough.
I put New York Giants one.
I did too.
Wow. I put the show pony diva, Odell Beckham Jr. one.
Mr. One-handed.
Still the best receiver in the NFC East right now.
Most definitely.
Number two overall ranking.
Wow. And you're not a big fan.
I don't like him at all. And you went with the rookie number two?
No, I actually...
Name me a rookie that's...
No, I'm
You're hoping for Victor Cruz?
I'm hoping for Victor Cruz to come back.
It was between Sterling Shepard for me and Victor Cruz, and I'm like, okay, well, Victor Cruz has been gone for, what, two seasons?
Mike Goldman and I are Victor Cruz fans.
Yeah. So. I put Shepard because well-rounded guy, and I don't trust Cruz. He's still not going to be ready to play.
Oh, I thought he was...
Well, they says he was ready, but he was supposed to be ready last year.
Last year and never touched the field.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Sterling Shepard, number 46 overall. Who's your number two team?
I went Dallas.
I did too. It's got to be.
Probably your third wide receiver ranked?
Number five, Dez Bryant.
Okay.
He should be the best receiver in his division, but because of his quarterback with 14 shoulder surgeries.
Yeah.
And then Dez underwent foot surgery again in January.
She'll be fine.
I know. But that's why I have a number five, because between that and future injuries, it concerns me.
And who'd you go number two then?
For Terrence them? Williams.
So did I.
Okay.
Tell me about Terrence.
Usually they improve each year, but not Williams.
Well, he had a bad...
He's just not good. His improvement has been marginal at best. His targets have increased over the years, but his catch rate has gone down each year.
But once again, I'm telling you, targets...
A lot of it's the quarterback, though.
Right. Yeah. But targets, that's important.
Well, targets are good if you're getting points for them.
Well, that,
I mean, if
that
your targets, you can have 45 targets a game, well, but if you only catch two of those 45.
But sooner or later, he's going
to get. Someone's going to. Broken clock's right twice a day.
That's right.
I have him ranked number 62 overall.
Okay.
Who'd you go with number three?
I went Washington.
I did too. Deshaun, number one, obviously.
I did, yes.
Uh-huh. Even though he's getting older, he brings much needed dimension to the team.
I think I'm going to shack in number two, though. But go ahead.
Name me a rookie that's done anything.
I went with that theory.
He hasn't lost his game-breaking speed yet, even though he did miss five games last season due to an injury. I have number 34 overall.
Well, now let's go back to the rookie thing, because I want to name me a rookie, not name Julio Jones,
okay.
Amari Cooper. I mean,
name me a Midland-type rookie.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, there's just not any out there.
I'd have to think about this. Maybe we'll have this for the next one.
Okay, the only guy that...
I mean, Randall Cobb.
Who's the guy from...
Vincent Jackson.
New Orleans.
Oh, Brandon Cooks.
No. But no, Brandon Cooks was actually came out...
Early?
High? I mean, high, yeah.
Yeah. So you want some Midland type guys.
I mean, Marcus Colston was a rookie.
Yeah, that you... Wayne Krabet. Another great white hope.
There you go.
So, well, there you okay, go. So, I had Josh Doctson number two. You still have Garcon?
No, actually, Garcon's, I don't think he's going to get cut. He's going to get cut. So I went with Jamison Crowder.
See, I think Garcon, oh, really?
Yeah.
I think Garcon's still going to be on the team because they're saying that he's got a bad contract for Washington and his cap structure aren't going to allow them to get rid of him.
Oh, see, and that's what I thought it was between him and Deshaun. One of the two was going to get cut.
Oh, well.
So that might change some things.
Doctson was widely regarded as the top receiver in this year's rookie class, even though he was, the fourth one off the board?
Right.
His talent's quickly going to place all the other guys on that training camp. Although, I have him 51 overall, which... That's not good for number two guy.
And the guy, everybody's going to get sick of me saying this, but Crowder towards the end of the year was getting the targets.
Mm-hmm. The targets, yes. No, I hear you. No, I agree with you.
I just think that's important.
Philadelphia Eagles, did you have three? Or no?
No, Philadelphia's last for both of us.
Oh, yeah, I missed it. Okay. That's right, I forgot about Dallas.
Did we...
We did Dallas.
Okay.
I just forgot about them.
Okay.
It's forgettable. Jordan Matthews won.
Easily.
Okay. Built like Terrell Owens, but plays much smaller and quicker than he did.
Okay.
Spectacular slot receiver and does whatever's asked of him. Number 28 overall for me.
I was expecting big things from him. Last year I drafted him in a couple of my leagues.
Well, I think a lot of that's quarterback problem, too.
And head coach.
Oh.
Sorry.
Not the evil genius. Who'd you have number two?
Well, I was thinking Nelson Aguilar.
I love Nelson Aguilar, and I have him number two, but I could be talked out of that very easily.
I actually went with Chris Givens.
I don't know if I could be talked out of that with him, though.
Yeah, but Nelson's probably going to get suspended
a few games, and from what I was reading on him, he was another guy that was kind of a bad attitude.
Right.
That and he wasn't... Putting much effort into practice and didn't have a very good ability to grasp the playbook.
And obviously with the quote-unquote rape? Was it rape?
Oh, that's right. No, he had, is it rape or is it just sexual assault?
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
I mean, alleged or I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah. Number 60 overall, I had him.
Okay.
Now he moves us to the NFC South. Who you have at number one?
Easily Atlanta.
Yep. Julio Jones, prime of his career, coming off 136 reception season in 2015. Wow. 136
receptions.
And he has missed, I thought he missed more than this. He only missed one game in his last two seasons.
And everybody always thought he was
injury guy. Did he have a bad foot? I thought he missed a bunch of games because of his foot.
Yep, I agree.
Or no, he broke his ankle and he had a pin put in, and I didn't think he was going to make the season, and he did.
And he played real well.
Yeah. Number three overall for me. Who do you have number two? Because this is...
I went Mohamed Sanu. Yeah.
All the guys are going to become studs after they leave Cincinnati.
Oh, that'd be funny.
So his job is to keep the triple team off of Julio Jones, obviously.
Right. And he's, yeah, you're hoping he's going to be able to catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, boom potential, but needs to be more consistent. Production.
Yes, I would agree.
Number 57 overall. Now, this might surprise you for my number two team.
Well, that means you went Tampa.
I went Tampa. Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, 1-2.
1-2.
You too?
I did go. No, I actually went New Orleans.
You did?
2. Oh. I know, which probably surprises you because you probably thought I was going Carolina.
No, I put Carolina 4th.
That's what I did too.
Yeah. Because their number two guy is scary.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. But I guess let's talk about Tampa with Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans.
Okay.
Mike Evans clearly a number one wide receiver.
Yep.
Where
I am number 10 overall.
That's
probably fair.
Perfect.
Vincent Jackson, he's getting old, 33 years old.
I agree. The only thing I worry about him is with the salary cap space.
This is the last year of his contract. A very high-priced contract.
Very high.
not Andrew Luck high.
No, but he needs restructure, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, if he wants to be on a team.
Yep.
But I don't know, do you want a 34-year-old receiver?
He had spurts last year, didn't he? He definitely wasn't the Vincent Jackson of old, but
and I think he's going to make the team this year because they didn't make any high impact receiver signings,
right.
Or draftings. That's threaten his job,
right? I agree.
But now you went New Orleans number two.
I went New Orleans 2.
So that's Brandon Cooks, Willie Snead.
Correct.
He led the team last year with 129 targets. In 84 receptions. There's your little thing. Targets.
And he was a stud last year. Mm-hmm.
I think the addition of Kobe Fleener and Michael Thomas should open things up for him.
I think it helps
underneath
that
this year, which is going to be even more catches.
I think it helps that he stays healthy this year.
Number 14 overall for me.
Wow.
Willie Snead, second most productive receiver on the Saints roster last year. He's going to be facing competition from Brandon Coleman and Michael Thomas, but I think he gets a number two. Not until he proves he isn't worth it.
I would agree.
Number 43 overall for me. Which leaves us with the number 4 team, and how could that be with that Heisman Trophy winning amazing quarterback?
Exactly.
I have Kelvin Benjamin number 1.
I do too. I'm hoping for a bounce, big time bounce back year.
I think fantasy general managers need to be wary, though, investing a high pick in this guy until they can see if his knee is back to full strength.
Because he's not a real good route runner. I mean, his rookie year.
He relies on his explosive down the field
and
big time plays.
And big time plays.
I have him number 19 overall. And then who'd you put number 2?
I went
guy where I was wrong again.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be a tight end. Shit.
Devin Funchess.
Oh, man. He was quite a surprise, even in my mind last year.
Last year, though, towards the end of the year, didn't he? He had a couple.
Yeah, he got better. Got better as the year went along.
Right.
Yeah.
And how could you not with Cam as your quarterback?
Yep. Between the top three receivers, Kelvin Benjamin, Ted Ginn Jr.
I couldn't go to Ted. I'm not. I know. I can't.
I don't like him. And then Devin Funchess. It should be an entertaining fantasy from a fantasy owner's perspective. To watch that during the offseason.
The fact that Ted Ginn Jr., I don't know whose team he was on, but...
He was Miami. Or you mean our league?
In our league, yeah.
Didn't Chris have him?
And I think he... Without Ted Ginn Jr., I think Chris would have been terrible.
Yeah. And that leaves us... I had him number 55 overall.
Yep.
For Devin Funchess. Leaves us to the NFC West.
Probably
The worst division, yes. Remember when everybody was so afraid of the NFC West?
Yes.
It was just a couple years ago. So I still have Cardinals number 1, though, right?
I do, too.
Michael Floyd 1.
Ooh, I
put Larry Fitzgerald 2nd because he's old guy, and he's just going to be the...
I can see that.
Running just like you were saying, the possession guy.
I just feel like they were so close that
I think it'll be close.
That's going to keep him young.
I have him ranked 26, 27.
Okay. I actually, but I did not go Michael Floyd because.
What?
I went with John Brown. Michael Floyd.
Oh, you think so?
Michael Floyd just doesn't stay healthy enough for me. So I went with John Brown, who had two great seasons the last 2 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he has been good.
Or not great, but I mean, but last year was a great year. Mm-hmm. The year before was his rookie year, and one of those guys that you're blowing up over there.
Dude, everybody's emailing me. What about this guy?
But yeah, I went John Brown. I went Fitzgerald 1, John Brown 2. Just I'm Floyd until he can stay healthy consistently.
You're gonna wait and see. And I put, like I said, I put Fitzgerald 2. I gave the edge to Floyd again because of Fitzgerald's age. And I guess I would do the same thing with John Brown.
I just look at Fitzgerald's last game. Or was that the game against the Packers that.
That in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Where Fitzgerald just went and just tore
Ape
us up
shit,
in overtime?
Like you couldn't stop him?
Well, our defense couldn't really stop a lot last year.
Right.
Which brings number three team. You went Seattle, I assume?
Number two team, you mean? Yeah.
Oh, number two team. Yes,
yeah, Seattle number two, and I went Doug Baldwin 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler Lockett 2.
I have Doug Baldwin 24, Tyler Lockett 37.
But now does Doug Baldwin's one of those guys? I mean, how many times have you seen where a guy just signed a big contract?
And then sucks it up. It always happens.
So do you think Tyler Lockett?
I shouldn't say it always happens. More often than not.
Yep. I agree. Unless your name is.
Name me one player who signed a big contract. Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck.
Oh, I hope Andrew Luck comes. He's got to come through.
Is that going to be your guy?
Yeah.
I think for the foreseeable future, Baldwin is team's number one receiver. Even if Tyler Lockett is trying to surpass him, I don't think he will. Tyler Lockett's too small.
But now you're hoping for big things out of Jimmy Graham this year too, right?
Well, I don't think I'm going to keep Jimmy Graham.
Right, but
I think he's going to be.
You're predicting much better year for him, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to.
Who was the third guy, the one that made one big catch in the Packer game in the playoff game?
Curse, right?
Javon Curse.
Javon Curse, yeah.
Yeah. Jerome Curse.
Jerome Curse, yeah, sorry.
I'm thinking Javon Walker. Tyler Lockett, the guy who cemented my place in the playoffs last year and the guy who kept me from winning a championship when I sat him down in the semifinals.
Now, he's like a Randall Cobb. I mean, he's like a little...
Yeah, little short, little small guy that can run.
Right.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
But all it takes is one decent hit and he's done.
Yep, and his knees are done.
So now here, this is...
oh, boy. You had the fun that I had.
There is just nothing after this.
So you went 49ers?
I did go 49ers just because of the quarterback situation.
Yeah,
and that's not saying a lot either.
Torrey Smith, number one?
I did, yep.
Because that's all they
have? That's all they have?
It's a disaster for the 49ers, in my opinion. Smith just signed a 5-year, $40 million contract and immediately busted in San Francisco.
Right, but now Torrey Smith, he's Mike Wallace, right? He just runs straight.
You expect him to be better. Well, and you expect him to be better than what he is.
Well, because when he's the second wide receiver for somebody, he looks better. But
yeah.
when he's the number,
it's going to be like who's the guy we were talking about? Randall Cobb,
right?
Yeah, you know he needs to be that number two guy. But
where did Mike Wallace go? Not to put you on the spot.
He is not.
Is he in Baltimore?
Oh man, I just read about this. I don't remember. Where's your little thing? I tell you about Torrey Smith.
Please tell me about Torrey Smith.
The 49ers made zero effort in signing any receiving talent in the offseason. The wide receiver depth chart is decimated at best, and the low-round draft choices they made this year may or may not even make the team, which is why my number two guy, I don't even know if he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
which one did you select from that cadre of shit?
I actually covered my eyes and just threw a dart, and I went Bruce Ellington.
I did DeAndre Smelter.
Just because of the name?
Because what do you know? Who knows? And speaking of low-round draft choices, that may or may not make the team. Welcome, DeAndre Smelter.
There you go.
Drafted him while he was rehabbing a late-season ACL tear.
You ranked him like 300?
76.
Okay.
Because you got a chance.
You have him?
I have him above. No, I have him one below one of my other guys, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who I think actually has a better quarterback to throw to. I just looked up. Mike Wallace is in Baltimore.
Okay, good.
But all he can do is run straight.
Yeah. I don't know if Mike Wallace in Baltimore is even going to. I don't know if he'll even make the team.
I think he's got to make the team. I mean, he has
we're
talent.
We're talking about Mike Wallace over the number two guy in Frisco.
But Mike Wallace is Torrey Holt. I mean, that's all he is. I mean, he.
Yeah.
He runs a fly pattern straight, yeah. And just that's all he can do.
And you hope he gets open.
Right.
All right. So that brings us to our final team here in the NFC West. Los Angeles Rams.
Let's make
this. Actually, when I wrote this down, I made it to St. Louis Rams. And I said,
that's wrong.
But anyways, Tavon Austin, 48 for me. And then Kenny Britt, the old guy that can't stay healthy, number 78.
I agree with both of those.
We need any information on these guys at all?
No. They're all right. There you go. So
draft them if you need to.
If you're desperate.
Really desperate. That's it for our rankings at wide receiver. Let us know what you think.
Sorry we got a little long on that one.
But we're going to have a little fun right now. We have two segments left, and these will be
a fun
enjoyable
one. Yes.
Here we go. So like I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, this will be our final little top 10 list for the off season, just to break up the time. And this is going to be our top 10 bucket list of sporting events that we would like to go to. Now, I know when this was suggested to us, it's just supposed to be list off the top 10 bucket list, but that's too easy.
Right, right.
So what I did, I don't know if you did the same thing, but I have bucket list items, but I have specific things about them that I want to see.
That's exactly.
All right. So let's start at number 10 for you.
Number 10. Oh, can I just do my quick honorable mentions?
The ones that, of course, because what would a list be without more than 10?
I went to the Super Bowl.
Okay. That's probably one of my bucket list.
Preferably a Packer one.
Yep, that's my number one bucket list item.
Is it really?
A Green Bay Packers Super Bowl game.
That's my only football
bucket list, really?
Pro football bucket list.
That's my only pro football one also.
And then I also went with Final Four.
That's one of my. That's my number four item.
Wow!
I can't wait to hear what your freaking top 10 is.
So number 10.
Yeah.
This is there's gonna be a lot of drinking in my top 10. Okay. So I'm gonna have to get my big boy shorts on here. Number 10 is the Iron Bowl.
That's my number 10.
Is it really? Do you have a preference on where you want to see it?
No. In fact, I put it on here. Iron Bowl game between University of Alabama and Auburn. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, no. That's funny.
Shit. Number nine.
Number nine. Okay, I went specific on this one now.
Okay.
I went college basketball, North Carolina at Duke. It's got to be.
Oh, at Duke. I heard that Cameron Indoor Stadium is a hunk of shit.
Well, but can you imagine that party?
Yeah,
before and after.
In the tents outside. And
once again, I'm a 45-year-old man, but I got to be in the.
You got to be able to drink with those boys.
Well, and I got to be in the student section, too. Yeah, I think that's got to be.
Can you stand for the whole game like they do?
And it actually has to be when North Carolina and Duke are, like.
Good?
Good, yeah, oh. Like top 10.
My number nine was a Bristol, Tennessee NASCAR race.
Oh, we've always talked about that.
About going there?
That would be a good race to see.
Okay. Number eight?
At number eight for me, actually, is Daytona 500.
See, and I here's the thing.
I guess just.
I was thinking about that.
Right.
But my thing with NASCAR is, and have you ever been to the Milwaukee Mile for a race?
Yep. Yeah, you and I, we went
for
a
truck race or something, right?
Yep.
The fun part for me is being able to see the whole race at all times.
Right.
And that's what I don't know. I don't know if maybe you can in Daytona. I just. That's a 2.5-mile track.
Once again, though, my bucket list here is all,
it's all about drinking.
All about drinking. Can you imagine? We're gonna be. I want to be in the infield.
Oh, you won't be able to see where anything. You can't see, you're gonna be drinking and grilling in a camper anyway.
But it's the Daytona 500, so it's got be on
my number eight. University of Alabama, University of Oregon football game. Don't care which stadium it's in.
That's, you're just a duck geek.
The Duck cheerleaders in Oregon and the Alabama student section.
Oh.
Hello. Number seven for you.
Number seven. Now, this is, I went a little off. I went the Iditarod.
Really?
I never
even thought of that.
I think that would be a blast. Drinking with.
Here's the thing. That kind of reminds me, because I was thinking, would I want to put the Tour de France in there? I'm like,
No.
Number one, you're in France.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two, you get, 30 seconds of bikes passing you and then you're done?
Well, yeah, but who doesn't want to be in Alaska?
Be in Alaska, yes, but it kind of reminds me of the Tour de France in snow, where you have 20 seconds of dogs barking passing you, and then it's like, you go back to drinking or what?
Well, and now I got to cover up my sheet because I don't want you to see my number six because it's going to be another off.
Okay.
Something you're probably never going to think of.
My number seven is to actually play in the World Series of Poker in Vegas.
I could see you doing that.
That'd
actually
be fun.
I'd
probably be out in the first half hour.
But just to say,
if I ever get 10 grand that's burned a hole in my pocket, I'm in.
Okay.
Number six.
Number six. Now, actually, before I came here, I talked with the girls about the girls wanted to see my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. Once again, I want to be a spectator and just be drinking with everybody.
Okay.
The running of the bulls.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be running with the bulls.
Oh,
I want to be on one of
those
balconies above.
Way up there.
No, that.
But
that
I want to be laughing at everybody as they're
like, you dumbass.
Getting speared in the butthole.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do the running with the bulls, although that would be the bucket list part of it.
You
go to Spain and watch a bull run down the road.
But that'd be so much fun.
And another reason to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
My number six, the Formula One Grand Prix of Monaco.
Wow.
And again, this goes against my whole thing about you only get to see the race when it's going past you.
Right.
Because it's in Monaco, but you're in Monaco.
Yeah.
And there's yachts right in the bay and there's partying going on all the time.
Now, obviously, with this bucket list that we're going off of, we definitely need some cash to do all
of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is costing me a lot so far.
Yeah.
Especially my number five.
My number five, I went, really don't care who it is, I want a Game 7 Stanley Cup final.
Oh. I didn't even do a hockey one. Because it seems like every Stanley Cup is a freaking Chicago Blackhawks, and I can't stand them.
I know. But I...
You just want a good
one. A Game 7
Stanley
Cup, I think it'd be huge.
All right. My number five, I want to go to all three events in horse racing's Triple Crown in the same year.
Wow. Wow. That actually... You kind of cheated.
New York.
That's
Maryland and Kentucky.
That kind of sounds like a Dan thing, right?
No, but it all happens within a month and a half time span.
I agree, but you kind of
pick one.
You got to pick one.
But then it's not the Triple Crown. Number four.
Okay, number four. I'm ashamed. I mean, it's the Masters. I got to go to the Masters.
I have that at number two, and it's got to be the final round.
Right. Oh,
but
definitely.
You don't, unless you buy some tickets from someone, you don't get a choice in that.
Right.
Because I know people at work that have gone to the Masters, and everything is done via lottery. So you put your name in, and you can be drawn from anything from like the par three to the practice rounds to first, second, third, fourth round. You don't get to choose where you.
But it sounds like I can get drunk at the Masters, too.
Oh, and it's cheap.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, and somebody told me that they have this egg salad and pimento cheese sandwiches that are supposed to be amazing.
Yep.
And the word pimento doesn't turn me on. But, hey, I'll try it.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's my number two. My number four is the NCAA Final Four. It's got to be the Final Four.
Yep. Do you care who?
Nope. Final Four.
Just Final Four.
Yep. All the games. So it's three games.
Okay.
Number three for you.
Now, shockingly, I can actually pick one. Once again, I have to go to the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Sounds like the infield
is fun.
Is a riot.
And the mint julep.
I heard from Ross Tucker, who does a podcast, a former football player, was talking about it. It sounds like it's a blast.
Well, anything infield is for the party people.
That's
apparently.
Right.
My number three. All right, this is just me being a guy, okay?
Okay.
I want to see Anna Ivanovic actually defeat Serena Williams at Wimbledon. Not only would it be a hottie, Anna Ivanovic.
Right.
Defeating that
easy
walking Wookiee.
Easy.
But it would be at Wimbledon.
Granted,
I'd have to go to England. That's the only sucky part about it.
And I talked to you about
Sorry for the our London podcast downloaders, but you got to admit.
Wimbledon, I wanted to put Wimbledon on my list, but I couldn't go back in time and...
Yeah, pick out, like you said, McEnroe and...
Right. Hell, I'd even do Pete Sampras and...
Jimmy Connors? Or not Jimmy Connors. Who is the white-haired guy? Not Boris Becker. The white American. White-haired American. Shoot.
Jim...
It's a Jim, isn't it?
No, but I thought he was...
Here we go. That's why we're football.
That's why we're talking football here. Okay, so anyway. So where are we at? Are we on...
We're on number two.
We are... Okay, this is the game. This isn't just the drinking, but I want to go to an Army-Navy game.
Oh, game. I never thought of that. That would be fun.
That would be sweet.
That would be cool. Oh, where can I take something out? I would take out the Formula One Grand Prix of Monaco.
Ooh, that's shocking.
For Army-Navy.
That'd be huge. Army-Navy,
I never thought of that. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
My number two, again, was the final round at Masters.
Yeah.
And then your number one?
I went back with golf.
The Open?
The home of golf.
Scotland.
St. Andrews.
Wow, you want to see a British Open there?
I would love to go to a British Open.
Yeah. I guess I could do Scotland.
Wouldn't that be...
That'd be fun.
And I'm not a big...
And what are they? You have to eat haggis, though.
Yeah.
And, well, like I said, my number one, Green Bay Packer.
After enough beers in me,
I could do it.
I could probably do that.
And my number one, Green Bay Packer Super Bowl. So, there it is.
There it is.
A little bit of fun, 10 minutes wasted, and you'll never get that back. But it's fun.
How about, can I just go over Wayne's bucket list?
Yeah, he lists off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, something. I'm just going to name things that he didn't have or we didn't say.
All right.
Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, and this gets into my thing. Indianapolis 500, most fans ever at any kind of a race. That place holds so many fans.
I thought they were lying.
And you don't see anything.
I thought they were lying on that. Is it true 300?
Yeah.
Over 300,000 people?
Because it's the front straight, the front stretch. It's both sides.
That is crazy.
But that's the thing, too. It's like you only see the cars when they're coming past you in the front stretch. And that would bore the shit out of me.
Okay, so let me go on. So Wayne also has the World Series. Wasn't very specific, so I...
Baseball's not a fan favorite. Just like the NBA Finals, he had two, didn't he?
He's got a ton here.
Game 7 of NBA Finals.
He doesn't have any... isn't game specific. He just has Super Bowl, World Series. He's got the X Games. Doesn't interest you?
No.
He also has a running bolt. He does have Tour de France, which I don't see. No. What about the Olympics? Anything? Winter, summer? No.
Well, winter, I can't wait ever for the snow to go away. I couldn't handle the Winter Olympics. That would probably be the best one out of the two to see.
Right.
But I wouldn't want to be at a Winter Olympics, especially out of the country in some third world nation.
Okay.
Right?
Right. I agree.
Where I have to eat with sticks or something and...
I'm going to name you a couple more here, sorry. Okay. He's got the America's Cup.
That might be fun if you're out in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
What are the Winter Nationals?
The Winter Nationals, that's drag racing.
Okay.
That would be fun. I wouldn't mind going and seeing a drag race. But, again, it's a lot of time in between.
And this is where I love Wayne. Or I'm going to love...
How could I say this and...
Wayne, I'm so disappointed on you. He has the World Cup. Who wants to watch? Who can watch? I can't watch soccer. I don't care. It might be a hell of a party, but I can't.
You know, in that whole streak for the cash thing?
Right.
I made a couple picks with the soccer games.
Right.
That Copa America. Dude, I don't know how those guys get around every day after the flopping they do on the soccer field. It's insane.
It's terrible.
I thought they're supposed to be calling. Anyways, yeah, no.
Okay.
Soccer, no.
Okay, I agree. Wayne, disappointed. But no, this is where I love Wayne.
Okay.
And you might not find this humorous. I'm hoping some of our listeners out there, because I don't think this is really real.
Okay.
But one of the greatest movies of all time. He's got down the Cannonball Run.
Oh, you know, there is. I don't know if it's called the Cannonball Run, but.
Great movie, though.
Great movie. That would be fun to do. what's his name? There was an old Goldberg. He was a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
Did you see that? He did a show. It was kind of like a Cannonball Run where two team groups.
Right.
Car races, and you would get. Okay, this is where you need to go.
Right.
And then you'd have to go there. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
That would be so cool.
All right. Well, there, like I said, now it's 15 minutes of your time, of your life, you'll never get back.
That's right.
You got other suggestions? Feel free to email us, cfflcommissioner@zoho.com or strap1971@yahoo.com with your top 10 bucket list sporting events. And like I said, this will be our last top 10 list because starting on the next podcast, we're going to do a mock draft.
Exactly.
It's we're looking right now at a 10-team, 10-team standard scoring redraft draft. We'll get more into the specifics of that next week when we do our mock draft. But until then, you know what time it is now, right?
Oh yeah,
club music time.
Hit it.
The club music, which means it's time for our Fantasy Girl of the Week. And speaking of which, I did talk with Tom.
Okay.
Who is requiring you to do cup size now in your...
He is.
...your estimates. I told him how you said, you know, he's more than welcome to come up here and, you know, show his skills. And he just kind of chuckled and said, okay.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So this week... Fantasy Girl of the Week. You can check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the Fantasy Girl page. There'll be pictures and a bio for her. And her name is Amber Arbucci.
And what does Amber do?
She's a wildlife photographer and fashion model. You may have seen her in the pages of Victoria's Secret or GQ magazine.
Or you, like me, have no idea.
No idea who she is?
Yes.
She also enjoys riding around Los Angeles on her Yamaha R6. She's a sport bike girl.
She's a sporty girl.
She was born in Newport Beach, Florida in 1979, which makes her, you know, legal for your rules.
That's true.
She's a blonde-haired, green-eyed beauty, 5'10", and her measurements are...
Ooh.
Do-do-do.
Okay. I'm going to go 34. How did I do on that so far? Okay. C.
Correct.
Right on.
Right on.
Wow. Take that, Tom.
Waist.
Ooh.
Now you're the
pressure's on. Now the pressure's on. I'm getting hot up here. Wow. 24.
23.
Damn it.
Hips.
Now, in this picture.
A little.
Little. 35.
34.
Damn.
But at least you got the first one right.
Which is the most important one.
Yeah, the hardest one that you've ever, you know, for you to do. So, yeah, 34C, 23, 34. She enjoys backpacking or traveling to new places all over the world. And exploring new cultural vibes. Amber Arbucci.
Not bad.
Amber Arbucci.
Can we, listeners out there, can we get some, can we find some?
It says she's blonde, but every picture that I've seen here, it's like a dirty blonde, sometimes dark haired.
Yeah. Actually, that one up there looks like a little ginger.
Little ginger. This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She changes color apparently on her hair.
Obviously. You know who she kind of looks like?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
I was actually going to go, and I mean, you're not going to. Some of those pictures, she looks like
that Carmen
chick,
Electra.
The chick from Grey's Anatomy.
Katherine Heigl.
No. The chick that the show is about. That no. one. But she looks way hotter than her.
Younger?
And younger.
Oh,
Ellen Pompeo.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I can see that. But there she is. Amber Arbucci, your fantasy girl of the week, which brings us to the end of the podcast.
Wow. That was a marathon.
Long one, everybody. I'm sorry. But again, like next time.
Sorry, Judy.
News, notes. We're going to do a mock draft.
And we're going to talk about Johnny Manziel, if he's dead or not.
See what happens with Johnny Manziel next week.
See how July 1st went for him?
As Johnny Manziel turns. And then we'll also have another fantasy girl. If you got somebody you want to use,
please send us.
Yes, CFFL Commissioner Zoho.com, Strap1971, Yahoo.com. Until then,
take care.
Be good.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you again.